This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former general manager of the Washington Redskins worked under Bobby Bethard. People around here know that name. And then, of course, once Bobby Bethard came here, Charlie Casserly led the Redskins to a Super Bowl championship. Good football guy, now works for the NFL Network. He is going to join us here shortly. And, in fact, he's going to join us now. Mr. Casserly, Charlie Casserly, how are you, sir?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on today. And National Football League, give us a little feel for what you think so far through 5 weeks. I don't know if you're an offensive GM or if you were a defensive GM, but if you were into defense, you're out of luck, I guess.
Well, it's a long season, okay? anyway, I saw some stat the other day. There's, seven guys who've completed 70% of their passes?
Wow.
And then the article went on to talk about that Sammy Baugh in 1945, maybe the greatest quarterback player to ever play in the league, he completed 70% of his passes, which the record stood forever, see? But what's interesting is the league average was 48%.
48.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, it's been an offensive explosion. I think part of that is the offense is usually ahead of the defense at this point in time. And I think we're seeing that. I think the emergence of some of the young quarterbacks, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, look at the way he started. So we've got some other guys in there throwing the football that, you know, you didn't account for a year ago. So the defensive coordinators, they need a night off here.
Charlie, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes out in Kansas City. I want to start there in the AFC West. The Raiders are off to a horrible start. The Broncos have regressed a little bit, and obviously the Chiefs are playing the best football in the league. Where do you see the Chargers fitting in that AFC West?
Well, let's get Bosa back, huh? Okay. Yeah. I know everyone wants that to happen, and you know, we don't know what he'll be like when he comes back. But you get him and Ingram on the edge, with the corners you have. You got a chance to be really good on defense. We know that. I think the offense, it'll be a shootout when you play Kansas City, because I'm not sure Kansas City can stop your offense. They can't match up at corner. I think you can run the ball on them. Rivers is having a great year. Nobody's talking about it maybe nationally the way they should. And they've got a better defense than Kansas City. But, you know, Bosa would really help if they got him back. So Kansas City, I think they'll get beat Sunday night by New England. I think it'll be a shootout. I think New England's about ready to go on their run right now. Now that they've got Edelman back and Gordon is going to help them somewhat. Defensively, they're not good, but offensively, Kansas City can't stop them.
Charlie Casserly, outstanding general manager in the National Football League, and worked under Bobby Bethard, who everybody in San Diego knows very well, with the Redskins, now with the NFL Network. Brought to you by the Spectrum Business Hotline here on 97.3 The Fan. Charlie, if you were putting together a team starting today, what differences would you have in terms of a general manager putting together the team under the rules of the league now, as opposed to maybe things you were looking for when you were putting the Hogs together and those great Redskin-type teams of days gone by? Would you have to go about it differently?
You know, there's many ways to win. I mean, the Eagles won primarily because of their offensive line. Their offensive line was so good, it protected the quarterback. It gave them a running game. Their defensive front was excellent. So there's many ways to win. I don't know that the rules change it a heck of a lot because, there's many different ways to win. You've got to protect the quarterback. So, you know, that starts with maybe the offensive tackle position. Some people would look at it that way. We're going to be in the quarter, but that's kind of obvious. You know, if you've got to – you know, I think the evolution in the passing game, people will say that's forced you to have three good corners. That's reality. It's hard to find them. People say, well, you got to have safeties that can cover. I know that. You don't have many safeties that can cover. you can say you need these things. They're not there.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I think there's many ways to win. Philadelphia showed us one way. New England has showed us, they haven't won with running backs. They've never had a number one receiver, but they've had a great tight end. They've always had good tight ends and good slot receivers.
Charlie,
there's many ways to win.
Charlie, what did you make of the Odell Beckham Jr. situation last week? And pertaining to what he said, do you think Eli still has enough in the tank?
Eli had a good game last week, probably his best game of the year.
Yeah.
And the question is, can he do that every week? He hit Beckham on a deep ball, which is something he hadn't been hitting people on. And, I don't know what happened. Maybe Eli became more aggressive. He threw some deep ones before. He just weren't completed.
Right.
Now it was completed. I still have some questions about Eli. I think Odell needs to, frankly, keep his mouth shut. Mm. That's an embarrassment to the team. It's an embarrassment to himself. He didn't realize it, though.
Right, right.
Charlie Casserly is with us. Charlie, talk a little bit about the Rams and Sean McVay. I mean, he's obviously the young, hot guy right now in the National Football League. He deserves to be. He's undefeated and coming off a great first season as a head coach. What are the things that are driving him to do so well, and is he doing anything different than anyone else?
I can't say he's doing anything different than anything else because I don't study the X's and O's. I study personnel and matchups and stuff like that. People tell me he's a brilliant schematic guy. We saw that in the Minnesota Thursday night game where he's got Anthony Barr matched up against a wide receiver. Anthony Barr is not a good cover guy anyway, let alone a wide receiver. Anthony Barr is a pass rusher, see? So, obviously I give him credit for that, and that's what people tell me about him. I think that when I look at when he took the job and what's happened since then, okay, first of all, Les Snead and that whole personnel department's done a magnificent job of upgrading the talent around Jared Goff. But let's talk about Jared Goff. He, did not have a good first year. Didn't have weapons to throw to, but he didn't look good either. I thought it was going to be a success because McVay's game was fit Goff. I think Goff's a quick get-it-out guy with the ball, more of a short-passing timing guy. Now, again, he's thrown some good deep balls, but that's what I thought he was best at, and I thought that's what McVay was going to be best at, putting those two things together. So I thought it was a good match.
Charlie, we certainly appreciate your time. I got another question for you before we let you go. You mentioned how you study the personnel. Is there another Sean McVay out there that teams may be targeting for their next head coach?
Well, I don't want to say another Sean McVay because that's not fair to the guy you mentioned, see?
Right.
Okay? But I will not answer the question. I can't answer the question. I'll say why. I work with the NFL on a committee called the NFL Career Advisory Board. It makes recommendations to the owners and the teams about who the top young coaches are, the top coaches, not young coaches, for head coaching positions. So it's my job as part of that committee to have those names and not broadcast them. Okay,
I got you. So, I got you.
That away.
Hey, end of the season, we can talk, but not now.
Hey, Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. Real quick, it was a sad week in San Diego. We learned of the passing of Alex Spanos, and I know that you knew him well, working through Bobby Bethard. And just if you could say a few words about Alex Spanos, because a lot of us really, it's been 25 years since he ran the Chargers,
and
I think a lot of people here have kind of forgotten what he was all about.
Well, the things that jump out. I mean, the guy was a very passionate man. If you're around him, he walked into the room, energy was an understatement, okay? And so he had a lot of passion. He loved San Diego, the city of San Diego. He brought the Super Bowl there, which that's huge because that was not something that people thought of that San Diego could ever get. And he worked the room. He worked the room because it was all about votes. And he brought San Diego a Super Bowl, which because he loved the city so much. I don't know how much the team really gets out of that, but he loved the city, and he got to have a lot of credit for that. He hired Bobby Bethard, Bobby Ross, brought the Super Bowl to the fans of San Diego, put them in the Super Bowl. So, he put his son Dean in charge at a point where that was a good move. So, I mean, it took a guy with some ego there, put it aside and say, you know what, Dean, you run this thing. But he did hire Bobby Bethard and Bobby Ross, and had a lot to do with the success of the Chargers getting to that Super Bowl.
And they were smart enough to bring you in, Charlie. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your work on NFL Network.
Hey, great to be with you. It was fun.
Thanks so much,
Thanks,
sir.
Charlie.
Charlie Casserly right there. I like his delivery.
Right.
His delivery just gets
unique.
Me going.
It's
yeah,
unique.
He's good. Charlie Casserly there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.